Is it on? So thanks very much. Let me just begin by thanking you for inviting Canada to be part of this panel, a very distinguished panel. And I almost feel like after listening to Hiva speak so passionately that no more really needs to be said. But, you know, I'll give her a good high school try here. Fundamentally, girls' education and women's empowerment is really at the heart of the G7 Charlevoix Declaration. That's the first point. For 2.5 years now, Canada has had what we call our Feminist International Assistance Policy, and it commits us to ensuring that 95% of our projects will target or integrate gender equality in the empowerment of women and girls by 2021-22. And it is a commitment that was made that has fundamentally changed the way we work within Global Affairs Canada. But we're also very proud to say that we're contributing to this goal in the implementation of the Charlevoix commitment. So Canada made a $400 million pledge in support of the Charlevoix Declaration. And through that commitment, we want to really ensure that every girl has equitable access to quality education. And considering the barriers they face, of course, we know this is particularly true for displaced and refugee women and girls. And when I say, or when I'm speaking about equitable access to quality education, we're talking about basic literacy and numeracy skills, but also in support of capacity building through the education sector, which we're also doing through the Charlevoix commitment and which had been mentioned as key by some of the other speakers. But we're also looking at the multiple and intersecting reasons that adolescent girls might be out of school and dismantling these barriers, which is obviously very complicated. We have a total of 44 projects that we're funding in support of our pledge to actually address the diverse barriers faced by adolescent girls. So let me give you, I'll try and give you just two examples. As Anna mentioned, we know that CFM particularly affects girls living in conflict and crisis situations, and that's why we decided to support the global program to accelerate action to end child marriage as part of our pledge. And this funding is working to deepen our work on CFM and ensure their investments in advocacy continue, and they're focusing on enabling girls at risk to direct their own futures and strengthening the systems that deliver services. And so we know this isn't a silver bullet addressing CFM, but it will help to limit school dropout rates and increase completion rates amongst adolescent girls and young women. At the same time, we also believe the importance of addressing education needs and supporting inclusive education policies of host governments, and this is through ensuring better coordination between our humanitarian and development assistance. And I have an example where in Jordan, our education programming aims to improve, of course, access to quality education for both refugees and host communities. And we've provided, on one hand, like $31 million in gender-responsive humanitarian assistance to UNICEF's Emergency Education Assistance for Children in Jordan. But we've complemented this also by development assistance support to the Ministry of Education, both through, they have an accelerating access initiative, but we've also provide direct budget support to the Ministry of Education. So we're really trying to look at a coordinated, teamed up approach. I know this doesn't sound innovative, but it is certainly something that is key, and I would say many more donors are working towards. So thank you.